USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices continue to edge downward, President Biden says, "I did that." The president touting his administration's response to rising gas prices over the summer.
I work with international partners to coordinate the release of oil from our oil reserves and theirs. Now, gas prices are coming down, more than 10 cents a gallon nationally.
Republicans have criticized President Biden's decisions to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline and reverse many of former President Donald Trump's policies aimed at keeping oil production in the United States and keeping us energy independent. New data says the U.S. population grew at the slowest rate in history this year, the population only growing by 1% from July 2020 to July 2021. This is USA Radio News.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Former President Donald Trump says he was very appreciative and surprised by President Biden's public praise for the Trump administration's rapid development of coronavirus vaccines. The former president also telling Fox News he thinks Biden's praise was a terrific thing and that it makes a lot of people happy. A Michigan appeals court is overturning the conviction of a former Michigan State University gymnastics coach.
Former Michigan State University coach Kathy Klagas went to jail for lying about her knowledge of sexual abuse complaints against Larry Nassar as far back as the 1990s. The appeals court judges did not determine that Kathy Klagas told the truth to investigators, but rather that her interviews were not crucial in a state investigation of how the university responded to allegations about Nassar. Klagas' attorney said she has, quote, finally been vindicated. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden laid out a detailed strategy on Tuesday to deal with the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Biden saying the administration will be mailing free rapid tests to homes and sending military help to hospitals. As far as the steps being taken, Dr. Jeanette Neshwa tells Fox News a lot of these steps could have been taken weeks ago.
Well, sure, it certainly helps, especially in some parts of the country where we're having outbreaks, like here in New York City, in Ohio, and Michigan. But the problem is, Mike, that it's past due. You know, the key to managing an outbreak successfully is preparation and being proactive and anticipating the needs of a community and not scrounging and scrambling for tests and vaccines when you're already in the middle of an outbreak. We need to be prepared, and we really dropped the ball in not being prepared for this current outbreak. Omicron, you know, is spreading like wildfire, and we have the tools to fight it. It's just a matter of having them in alignment and being able to deploy the tools in a timely manner.
It appears the annual Times Square celebration to ring in New Year will still happen despite a huge coronavirus surge in New York City. The mayor stressing the annual event that draws massive crowds will be outdoors and require proof of the coronavirus vaccination. The mayor would not officially commit to keeping the celebration as planned, but says he's hopeful. He added, a decision will be made by Christmas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.